I've spent a lot of time lately feeding blueberries to a very small child. They're nearly always in stock at the nearest grocery, and nearly always fresh, which is possible because they're grown at different times in different places. It's always blueberry season somewhere.
We have a story of workers who migrate to follow the blueberry harvest. If that sounds like a hard life, it is, which is why many are choosing to stop. NPR's Dan Charles reports.
Blueberries have a long tradition in Bladen County in the southeastern corner of North Carolina. And the Barnhill family is part of that tradition. Chris Barnhill keeps a family picture on his office wall.
My great-grandfather, Mark Philip Barnhill, and then my granddaddy, Edmund Lee Barnhill, and then my dad, Forrest Barnhill, and now me, Chris Barnhill, and that's Brian Barnhill. So that'll be five generations of blueberry growers.
Barnhill's farm is called Blueberry Hill. The packing house and the office overlook long rows of leafy bushes, each one as tall as a person.
We've got 263 acres of actual blueberries, 500 acres of land.
Behind the buildings, I see a line of old rusting school buses. Barnhill explains that 20 or 30 years ago, his father sent those buses out to surrounding towns to pick up workers. They were mostly African American. Back then, North Carolina grew only about a third as many blueberries as today. Barnhill says as the harvest grew, the supply of local labor didn't keep up. These days, almost all the workers drive here from the south, from blueberry fields in Florida and Georgia. Many came originally from Mexico. While they're here, most of them live right on the farm, in simple houses with sheet metal walls, a little bigger and more permanent looking than trailers. I see a couple of hundred workers moving slowly down the rows of bushes. Their fingers move quickly, stripping the bushes clean.
They pick by the pound in these buckets, and you see how many buckets she's already picked on that one row? She's already gotten six buckets.
When the buckets are full, workers carry them to a collection station to be weighed. They get a little paper slip that they can turn in once a week for cash.
I think so far this year, our average for everybody has been about $16 an hour. I've seen them make as high as $30, $35 an hour picking blueberries.
This is what draws workers here. Some of them say harvesting blueberries is pretty much the best farm work you can find. The money's good, and the work is relatively easy. You don't have to climb into trees on ladders, like with apples. You don't have to bend over all day, as you do with strawberries. The only problem is the work does not last for long. A few miles down the road from Blueberry Hill Farms, there's a special federally funded Head Start Center just for the children of migrant farm workers. At the time I visited, most of the families had been in Bladen County for about a month, and already some were planning to move on.
Para el sábado, mucha gente se va a ir para Nueva Jersey como ya empezó la temporada.
On Saturday, many people are going to New Jersey because the season has already started there.
This is Benito Santiago. He's been following the blueberry crop for 10 years now. He's doing it with his wife, Gloria Castro, and five children. Their youngest spends his days here at the Head Start Center. Their normal migration route is Florida, North Carolina, and then Michigan. Santiago knows other workers who move more often. They fit in stops also in Georgia or New Jersey. Yes, he says the money is good in blueberries, twice what he earns in some other jobs. But the constant moving is tough, packing everything they own into cars every 6 weeks or so. It's especially tough for the children, dropping into a new school all the time.
When they get to a new school, they have new classmates, new teachers, and even new subjects. Because not all schools are studying the same thing, sometimes they fall behind.
For many farm workers, moving is also frightening because they don't have driver's licenses. They can't get those documents if they're not in the country legally.
Se arriesgan para poder ganar dinero, pero pues
they can run into a checkpoint, or they're driving too fast, and the police pull them over, and because they don't have a license, they get a ticket.
Fewer and fewer farm workers are willing to put up with this. Across the country, many have abandoned the migratory life. According to the Department of Labor, 3/4 of all farm workers are now settled in one place. 20 years ago, fewer than half of them were. And Benito Santiago's family is ready to join that trend.
Bueno, yo con...
With the help of my children working, we managed to buy a house here.
It's a simple house here in Bladen County, North Carolina. Santiago probably won't earn as much staying here year-round. He's not sure exactly what work he'll be able to find in the off-season, maybe pruning the blueberry bushes. But that's the plan. Next year, for the first time in a decade, he and his wife and their younger children will be able to buy some things that don't fit inside their car, put some pictures on the walls. Their son Raphael may have the same teacher all year long. But his older sons, who are single, in their 20s, still are planning to follow the blueberry harvest. For them, this crop is just too attractive to walk away from. Dan Charles, NPR News.